little bit of Rebecca, 20, 21, and 22 together. But now is Christ risen from the dead, and become the firstfruits of them that slept. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. Right, verse 20. But now. Why do you think the now is there? Any hands on that? What do you think? But now. Yes, Tam.
Well, it's contrasting the previous verse where it says it's a suppositional that, if Christ wasn't risen, we're miserable.
Miserable. That's nice. Now, what kind of a resurrection was this? Any hands on that? What kind of resurrection is that? Do all believe that? All the Christians teach that?
48 Christians teach it.
They should teach, yes, but those that are nominal Christians, pastors and all, do they believe that? In churches and churches? Yeah, Bill?
It seems like some of the people that I've talked to in different churches, it doesn't seem to be an important issue to them. It really should be burning on their heart. But a lot of them just accept it as however they conceive it in their own mind.
Pastor Dan?
I don't think someone to be a Christian and deny the body of the resurrection of Christ. A capital C Christian.
A genuine born again Christian.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see it either.
That's the basis of salvation.
That's the basis.
So that's a line of demarcation.
Oh, yes.
You can't reject the body of the resurrection.
But these nominal Christians and pastors all over, they're just heroes, but they don't define how heroes, Yeah, Bill.
That shows great doctrinal weakness. That they don't realize the importance that Jesus arose physically as well as spiritually. And if they don't consider that to be an important issue and vital to their future, then you have to wonder how is it that they actually conceive in their own mind what the Bible says.
Questions at BFTBC.org, 856-261-9018. Like to hear from you. Give us a call or comment. And then in verse 21, how did death originate in the first place? Physical death. Any hands on that? Bill, Pastor Dan, you got
this message is from Monday, but nonetheless it's a message that,
all right,
after Monday the 11th, a few days ago, but we'll say, it's hello again, Dr. Wade. I haven't sure that I was able to access the website successfully from the office today, so that's just the website was down. Monday he was able to access it. We got it back up. It was put back up again. Unsure what was going on with internet last night. He says he continues has a place in order for two to find his Bibles. Wishing you and Pastor Dan happy Father's Day. It's coming up. All the best for everyone to be at BTBC, for your friends in China. In Christ, Josh.
Josh Altimer. Let's wave to Josh in case he's looking at us there from China.
Is somebody from the
that's great.
The part of the world listening tonight on the show? It's Josh and somebody else.
Somebody else listening.
Yeah, the baby's born now.
We don't know. He never said, but
last week.
Last week.
It's been about 5 weeks or so.
Yes.
I think.
The last time I think it was doing, she was doing well.
About a week,
Rebecca.
Kitchell. Pardon me, I'm sorry, I got the wrong number. I got my months and my weeks mixed up. She's entering her third trimester. She's over six months into the pregnancy now.
Well, that's nice.
Okay.
That's where her previous message is.
Very good.
She's 6 months into the pregnancy, so 3 more months, so 4.5 weeks left from that.
All right. So back to 1 Corinthians 15. Give us a call or comment, questions at vftbc.org or 856-261-9018. So death came how in this whole world? Physical death. Any hands on that? Physical death. How did we get that in this place?
Verse
21. Yeah, Bill.
Adam. Adam, when he ate the fruit that Eve offered him, he was the one that was responsible. to obey God, and he disobeyed God by eating that fruit.
Yeah, Vaughn?
Death came by man, and then the resurrection of the dead came by man, I guess. Does that mean Jesus Christ?
Yes, we're good. That's the last half of that verse. That's all right. But what did God tell Adam that he disobeyed? Any hands on that? What was God's command? That's Dan.
Don't eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
All right. And what? How did Eve lie about that command? How did Eve lie about that, Bill?
Satan's lying. So say, well,
that's right.
Well, it was Satan's lie. Yes,
Satan's lie. Before I say Eve lied to Satan, is Eve said, I'm not even supposed to touch it.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Eve said she wasn't supposed to touch it, nor eat it, but then she ended up eating it anyway.
Was that true that God told them not to touch it? Was that true, Tam?
I have to defend Eve. I don't know that she was told what God did say in detail. She may have interpreted it one way, and it may have, you know, I mean, we know what God told Adam.
All right.
We don't know that he told Eve.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Bill?
He probably failed to communicate.
Okay, Bill?
I'm sure Adam was the one who was responsible.
That's right,
and
regardless.
It was his job to make sure that Eve knew not to eat that fruit.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure that Adam probably told Eve what God told Adam, but
so
we don't know. Well, she didn't either. She didn't understand it, or she added something to it. But God. What is it?
Well, you seem to be placing the blame on Eve.
Well,
suggesting that maybe Adam was partly responsible.
Well, who did God place the blame on for the sin and death of man? Adam. Adam was responsible no matter what because he was the head of the family. And Adam all died. Because now, physical death came by Adam's sin against the Lord, and he should not have eaten of that. Now, did Adam eat of that tree too?
Yes.
Sure he ate. Both of them ate. And who gave the fruit to Adam? Eve handed it to him, and he did eat. Now, if he had not eaten of that fruit, what might have happened or not happened to him? Any hands on that, Vaughn?
He'd be alive today.
He might have been lived forever, see, but
the whole world would be different.
But he chose to eat. What would that mean by choosing to eat of that fruit to him and to her? That's that.
Death. He also chose his creeds.
That's right. And also, they both would live the same length of time. In other words, both would die. And maybe if he hadn't eaten it, he would live. But he did take of that fruit, Adam, Eve gave to him. And so, because of Adam's sin, Eve sinned also, but God puts the blame upon man, Adam. So what happened? Because of his sin came death, physical death. What about the second man?
Unknown caller.
Oh, I forgot to take this off my belt. I hope I can do it. Let me see. I got it. Hello? Hello? What? Hello? Call again, please. It's an unknown caller. I don't know who it is. So I put that phone right there, so be sure. Question and answer.
From California.
All right.
Their document is waiting, permitting. Good to see the website. It's working well. Bonlin Walls.
Let's wave to Bonlin. Wave over California. Thank you very much, Bonlin. Yes. So now she's going to be one of our proofreaders along with Patty Catter. Here's unknown caller. She was unknown caller. Okay, here we go. Try it. Let's try it. Hello? Hello?
Hello, Dr. Wade?
Yes, Go ahead.
This is Josh Helfer calling from Beijing, China.
China, Josh. Good to hear from you, my friend.
Yes, sir. Just wanted to let you know that I'm listening this evening, calling in from the office, and really appreciated you're in everyone's prayers. Ting Ting and Baby are doing very well. She's doing about 3 months.
Doing about 3 months. Well, thank you, Travis. I appreciate your order for your friends for those two Bibles. We sent them out today, so is that your son and daughter-in-law, or what?
Well, that's actually for my mom and dad.
Oh, mom and dad, okay.
I'll be taking one back with me to China as well.
Very good. Praise the Lord. All right, thank you for calling in. Take part in anything else with this, give us a call, Josh. Thank you very much. Let's wave to Josh over in China. We're over in China. It's a long call. Amen. Okay.
He's young.
Yeah.
He's
all right.
Young. He's not
that's good.
Mom and Dad.
So the second Adam, the first Adam and the last Adam in verse number 21, what happened because of this second party involved? Any hands on that? Pastor Nat?
Life. Resurrection.
Life, eternal life. By man, perfect man. Perfect God, perfect man, the Lord Jesus Christ, came also the resurrection of the dead. So, bodily resurrections for those who trust the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior and Redeemer. In fact, now, Yvonne?
It says, second man, it says by man, came death by Adam, by man. Does that mean Jesus Christ?
Yes, the Lord Jesus Christ, that's right, but through him.
And also the resurrection.
That's right. Now, let me ask you this. Do only genuine Christians have a resurrection? I'll say, any hands on that? Bill?
All are going to be resurrected for their judgment. Christians will be resurrected. They'll get a new body.
Mm-hmm.
And they will be with the Lord. Those who are fallen, those who are not Christians, they will be risen for judgment.
Mm-hmm.
After the tribulation.
Where will that judgment take place? Any hands on that? Mm-hmm. Yeah, Tam?
The great white throne.
And cast in a lake of fire afterwards, hell. How long does a lake of fire last?
Forever.
If what?
I'm lost.
Okay.
I want to know about, I can't form it, not that I lost it.
Okay.
When it
comes back, why, try it again. So, resurrection. Here's the orders of resurrection. All right, now, in verse 20, let's say 20, 21, 22. Let's read 23, 24, and 25 together. But every man in his own order, Christ the first fruits, afterward they that are Christ at his coming.
We don't know where we are.
We didn't read 22? I'm sorry. Yes. Let's discuss 22. That's right. Now, what is true of those that are in Adam? And how many people are in Adam? Any hands on that? How many people are in Adam, and what's the condition? Bill?
All are in Adam.
All, everybody. Yvonne?
Everyone but Jesus Christ.
Everyone but the Lord Jesus Christ. Yvonne?
From the beginning, people are in Adam, but then they can be redeemed.
All right. After they're redeemed, are they still in Adam? Any questions about that? But yeah, there's a divided. One says yes, one says no. Who's right? The yes or the no? Does God consider those that are genuine Christians to be in Adam? Probably not. We have Adam's sin, the old nature. We have the old nature.
Still
subject to physical death. That's right, Vaughn.
How do we know that the ones in Adam, but not in Christ, that they're going to appear before the judgment?
The great white throne judgment, an Adam without Christ, yes.
How do we know that they're going to have human bodies?
Because they'll be bodily resurrected.
But that's part of the hope of Christ being bodily raised. How do we know they're just not spirits?
Because it says in the Gospel of John there could be two resurrections, one unto life, one unto death. And resurrection means anastasis. Ana is up, stasis to stand, standing up. They'll have bodies that'll burn forever, pain forever. It's a sad, sad thing. Those who are listening to us that have never accepted the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, as yours to have everlasting life, I hope you'll do that now and not to wait until you die to see what the end of that death is. Terrible situation. So, 22, in Adam all die. Those in Adam all day. And we die because as far as we're in Adam, Adams, we have an Adam nature. Even, what about those that are in Christ? Any hands on that? Those that are in Christ. In verse 22. That, Pastor Dan?
Be made alive.
Be made alive, and as I said before, that's a bodily resurrection. Questions at bftbc.org or 856-261-9018. Glad to hear from you. Comments or questions, give us a call. So in Christ, what does it mean to be in Christ? Any hands on that? What does it mean? How would you define that for someone that's lost and bound for hell? Hey, Bill?
Saved.
Those that are saved. What else? How would you explain it to them? Yeah. Tammy? Yeah.
Baptized into the body of Christ. We become part of Christ's body.
Mm-hmm. And we're in verse 22, Vaughn. And how does one get into being in Christ? Mm-hmm. How would you explain to that? Any hands on that? Okay, so they got to realize they're sinners and Christ died for their sins, and perfect trust in the Lord as their Savior makes them in Christ, in the body of Christ, connected with Him, joined to the head of the body. And in Christ all should be made alive. As I say again, what type of alive is that? Any hands on that? What type of alive is that? Pastor Dan?
Eternal life.
Eternal life, that's right, Vaughn.
Verse 18, then they also which are fallen asleep in Christ are perished.
If we have life in this life only.
If Christ be not raised.
If Christ be not raised, that's right. That's different.
If the dead rise not.
Yes.
Okay.
Then is Christ not raised. If Christ be not raised, your faith is vain. Your sins, then they also. It's like a hypothetical.
So in Christ all shall be made alive. Eternal life and resurrected life. Alright, let's read 23.
Anna? I found that verse.
Pardon me?
I found that verse.
Okay, go ahead.
John 5:29.
Alright.
It says, I'll start in verse 28. More from that it says, for the hour is coming, in which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice.
Just a minute.
They that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation.
All right, thank you. Yes, Barbara LeMaster, right here in New Jersey. Go ahead, Barbara.
Good evening, Pastor Lee. Hi, everybody. This in Christ, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And the glory which thou gavest me I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one, I and them, and thou and me, that they may be perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them as thou hast loved me.
And what verses were those, Barbara?
John 17:21-23.
Okay, thank you very much. Just wave to Barbara LeMaster right here in New Jersey. Thank you very much. All right. Go ahead, Anna.
In 1 Corinthians 15, we have verses 21 and 22. I think they're part of the Handel's Messiah.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, it's just interesting. Because, you know, he got everything that's in the Handel's Messiah, all the words are from the scripture.
Mm-hmm.
Verses 21 and 22. Those are part of
chapter 15. 15, huh? That's good. So, did we read 22, 3, and 4 yet, or not?
No, we stopped at 22. Now we can start reading
23. 23. All right, 23, 4, and 5. Let's read it together. But every man in his own order, Christ the first fruits, afterward they that are Christ at his coming. Then cometh the end, when he shall have delivered up the kingdom to God, even the Father, when he shall have took down all rule and authority and power, for he must reign till he hath put all enemies under his feet. Right, verse 23. Does God have an order in this resurrection plan? And what is that order? I see your hands on that. Who was first in the order? Tim? The Lord Jesus Christ himself was first. As it says, Christ, the first fruits. What does that concept of first fruits mean? And where is it used? Is it used in the Old Testament as well? Bill?
Yes.
Means harvest. Yeah, Tim?
It's the very first crop.
First fruit crop. And so he's the first to go to rise from the dead, bodily rise from the dead. And did people believe he was going to be raised who were living at that time? How do we know they didn't believe? Any hands on that? Hey, Bill?
They'd never seen him before.
Why else? That's right. Okay. Why else do we know proof that they did not believe he was going to raise? Tammy?
That they didn't believe that he was going to raise from the dead? Or that he did raise
from the dead? No, that he wasn't going to. How did they not believe he was going to raise from the dead? How did they doubt him?
I was going to answer with how they...
Anyway. Oh,
another question. Because Thomas... Thomas.
All right, that's what I didn't believe. Hey, Pastor Dan?
They said someone stole the body.
Where did they go when they heard that word? Where did these ladies go when they heard the word from the angel? He's not here, he's risen.
Right.
Where were they? At the tomb. If they didn't believe he's going to rise again from the dead, why did they go to the tomb?
To put
on who? On what?
Jesus.
On the body. If they believed he was going to rise again from the dead,
they didn't understand.
They didn't understand. That's right. Anna?
But the women were the ones that found out.
That's right.
And they came and told the men, and the men were like, what are you talking about?
Exactly. But you see, yeah, go ahead.
Well, when Jesus said, destroy this temple, and I will raise it again in 3 mm-hmm. days, they didn't understand that he was talking about his body. They thought he was referring to the temple in Jerusalem
mm-hmm.
that it was destroyed in 70 AD.
Now, that's true, but remember, he said, as Jonas was 3 days and 3 nights in the whale's belly, so the Son of Man should be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. So,
but I still don't think they understood.
No, not right. But if they had understood, they would have counted 72 hours, and when they went to the tomb, it was 72 hours, it took place, and if they believed, he wasn't there. And they were
72 hours.
From Wednesday at 6:01 p.m. to Saturday at 6 p.m. That's 72 hours, 3 days, 3 nights. Yeah, Pastor Dan.
Yeah, 3 days and 3 nights. So yeah. A day is 24 hours.
Right.
So 24 plus 24 is 48. It's 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
48 plus 24 is 72.
All right.
Or you go 24 times 3
mm-hmm.
is 72. 72.
72.
3 days.
That's right. Yvonne?
Before they went to the place of man, it was 3 days and 3 nights.
Oh, yes. Well, verily. See? No. Saturday at 6 p.m., it was a new day. It was Sunday.
Right.
And Wednesday at 6 p.m., it was, that's the three, Wednesday,
no,
Thursday, Friday.
About the time he was.
About the time he was actually put in the grave. That's right. But Anna? Pastor Anna?
I see this whole thing of our strange system of midnight to midnight.
Right.
It's like kind of strange.
It is strange.
And then they had to remember in the Bible, it's like the day, like you had the evening and the morning. The evening was the first part, so from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m., and the morning was the second part, from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Like here, it's all confusing because we have night, and then we have day, and then we have night again, and that's all in 1 24-hour period.
Right.
It's strange.
Strange. What I'm getting at is this.
Yes, exactly.
If we really believed that he told us he's going to be as Jonas 3 days, 3 nights, so the Son of Man 3 days, 3 nights, when 3 days, 3 nights were up, we would go to the tomb to see he's gone. He promised he was gone, going to be raised. But these women didn't go. They thought he was there, going to anoint the body. That's right.
Because it never happened.
That's correct. But see, if they believed his word, they would have done it a little bit differently. Oh, yeah, Anna.
And then we're all melancholy. And they were
yes.
But the women were actually going to do something helpful, but it didn't need to be done.
Didn't need to be done. Well, what about the two apostles, Peter and John? When they... The ladies told them he's gone. They wanted to check it out, didn't they? Who went in first to the grave?
John.
Who went in first to the grave? John. Who arrived first?
Who? John
arrived
first.
John, okay.
Peter went inside, but John believed just looking from the outside.
So, but seeing is believing, as it were, and so they wanted to be sure he was not there. And he was there. And the second Sunday night service, was Thomas there the first Sunday night service? And what happened on that occasion? What happened the first Sunday night, first day of the week, evening? Who was?
The Lord appeared to the ten.
The appeared to the ten. All right, and did they believe it was he?
Yeah.
Yes, they did.
We've
and
seen
the Lord. That's right. Did they tell the one that was absent? Did he also believe? What did he say? What did Thomas say? Pastor Dan?
I wanted to put his hands in the wounds of Christ's hand and the wounds of Christ's side and the wounds of Christ's feet.
And if he didn't do that, what was his attitude? I will not believe. Did he do that? Was he there the second Sunday night service? Yes, he was. Did he do what he said he was going to do?
No.
What did he say first?
My
Lord and my God. And so this is interesting. The resurrection, Christ first fruits, as it says in verse 22. Then what's this? Oh, excuse me, Anna.
Oh, I want to read something from Matthew 28, verse 11. Now when they were going, behold, some of the watch came into the city and showed unto the chief priests all the things that were done. And when they were assembled with the elders and had taken counsel, they gave large money unto the soldiers, saying, see, his disciples came by night and stole him away while we slept.
Mm-hmm.
If this come to the governor's ears, we will persuade him and secure you. So normally...
It was a cover-up, wasn't it? Cover-up.
Normally, if the soldiers fell asleep and something happened, like they...
It was
the rising, which is why it says, we will persuade him and secure you.
Secure you from death,
etc.
What's
Ava?
It
must have been
Democrats. I don't know about that. Anyway.
Government cover-up.
Government cover-up, absolutely. Questions at bftbc.org or 856-261-9018. Give us a call or comment. Glad to hear from you. The internet is open and it's working tonight, so you can give a call or email either one. All right, so the first fruits, the Lord Jesus Christ was first. Now, that's in verse number 23 rather. What's the last part of 23 say is going to come next? What's the next order that God has? Any hands on that? Yes, Tam?
There's the rapture. First those that are sleeping and then the ones that are alive.
All right, those that are his, that is coming. Which coming is that? How many phases of his coming are there?
This
is the rapture. How many phases of his coming are there in Scripture? Two phases. The first one is what? And where does he come in the rapture? In the clouds. What's the second phase? Yeah, that's it. Pardon me?
First phase is before his saints.
Yes.
In the clouds.
Mm-hmm. And what's the second phase?
Question.
With his saints. They be in the heaven, they come back with him. What occurs between the first phase and second phase?
The tribulation.
How long is that approximately?
7 years.
7 years. Daniel's 70th week, isn't it? Yep. Yeah. 10? Mm-hmm. So they that are Christ that is coming, and first, as Tammy said, those that are dead in Christ, seem to be resurrected from the body, from the graves, and then we who are alive, if we're still alive and remain, who will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, as the rapture is in the air. What does the word rapture mean in Latin? Rapio, rapere. What does that word mean?
Snatching
away, that's what it means. Yeah, go ahead.
And the Greek is harpazo.
Harpazo is the Greek, that's right. And the Latin is rapio rapture. So, harpazo is rapture. That's right. What's that?
It's like a harpoon. You throw it into the water.
pull back up and snatch away the fish.
Well, that's good. That's a good way of looking at it.
Well, he says, isn't it related?
It could be really related. But to snatch away, I guess you could snatch something away. All right. So that's the second thing. Christ the first fruit, stay there. Here's that is come. That's the second phase. So that's the 23. What about verse 24? How do we understand that phase? Any hands on that? Questions at bftbc.org or 856-261-9018. Give us a call or comment. Glad to hear from you. If what's that last, the third phase in verse 24? When do you think that's going to take place? And what do you think it means? What does verse 24 mean, the third phase of the resurrection? It says, then cometh the end. In God's order of resurrection. Verse 24. 10? Alright. After the tribulation, who's going to be raised at that time? Any hands on that? Who's going to be raised after the tribulation?
The Old Testament saints.
Well, I mean, as far as the Christian end of it. See, the Old Testament is a different situation than the Christian resurrection. Yes, and there's a resurrection of Israel and a resurrection of Old Testament. But what about the Christian? What's the end?
The first phase one are the church.
That's right. Well, phase one is Christ the first fruits, actually. What's the second order? Christians? The two
that's rapture? Christ comes back with his saints.
That's right. And then the next part of resurrection comes to the end. What about the tribulation saints? Are there any of those in the tribulation that have been saved?
Yes.
Yes, they are. That might be referring to the tribulation saints. Then cometh the end. And, of course, at the end of the whole millennial reign of Christ, there's going to be Christians will reign with him for 1,000 years. I don't know whether any people in the millennial reign that are lost will be saved. It's possible. I'm not sure. But if they are saved, then that would be the end after the millennial reign. Dan, after that?
I mean, yeah, we have verse, I mean, this is jumping to verse 25. For his reign playeth all enemies under his feet.
Mm-hmm.
They come at the end, and it explains what the end is, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
The end is after the millennial reign.
Mm-hmm.
It's not in the immediate end, but the end is coming. Then cometh the end.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have the end. There's this step in the order phase until you have the return of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Christ is the earth.
It could be the end, or verse 24. It could be the end of the resurrection of the genuine Christians. See, the end, not necessarily the end of the situation. Now, do you think that any of the people in the millennial reign of Christ will come to the Lord and be saved? Jacob, you ready? Yes, hi, Jacob. Go right ahead. And Dale?
Pastor Wade. Hello, everybody. Hi.
Yes.
This is H.T. Spence has got this sermon up on his website.
Uh-huh.
Excellent sermon.
Mm-hmm.
It's called The Day of the Lord and Blessing the Millennium. And
uh-huh.
Me and Barbara heard it today. It was very good. It's almost an hour and a half long, but it's worth it.
Uh-huh.
On FBC Radio.
Uh-huh.
.org. But anyway, I just wanted to put that, I just wanted to get that. And, you know, when Barbara called in with those verses from John 17, I was looking at the same verses.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was, we've been listening to this guy named Bill Wingard. Just for about 10 minutes, he preaches at 10 in the morning, and then if you miss it, you get it at 10 at night.
Mm-hmm.
And he's, beloved and true salvation's plan. I think it's, the series he's doing right now, and I think it's 24, the key verse he's doing there about that he loved us from before the foundation of the world, that he knew us from the foundation of the world. I don't have it open right now, but
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just want to let you know about it. It was real good.
Did H.C. Spence talk about what the end was in the resurrections?
Oh, yeah. He didn't go all the way to the after the millennium. He just covered the millennium itself, but
mm-hmm.
It was quite a sermon. And he came
Good. We'll hear him. Dean Bergen Society is coming to speak to us at that time. Yes.
Okay.
Thanks very much, Jacob. Appreciate it. Let's wave to Jacob from Texas. Wave to Jacob from Texas. Amen. And Mr. Gromer, to you. Dale Gromer, absolutely.
All right.
So then comes in the order of resurrection, I believe the end means when the Christian believers are raised, a Christian type of resurrection, whatever that would be, those that are tribulation saints, how will the tribulation people going through there know of Christ? Any hands on that? How will they know about the Lord Jesus Christ in that tribulation 7-year period? Any hands on that? Pastor Dan.
We have two witnesses and 144,000.
All right, two witnesses. Who are those two witnesses? Tammy.
I thought that the gospel, during the church age, was the gospel of Christ, Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And then during the tribulation, the gospel of the kingdom.
Mm-hmm. Possible. The gospel of the kingdom, and they speak to the, looking forward to the reign of Christ on earth.
The tribulation is in Daniel 7:3, it's really a continuation of the law.
Mm-hmm.
And they were looking for the kingdom in mm-hmm. the law. Now they're going to get it if they believe.
What do you think the 144,000 evangelists from 12 tribes of Israel were preaching?
That's
only? Do you think any of them were saved and born again? 144,000.
The gospel of the kingdom is by accepting the king.
All right. But, so there are some...
Well, there's a different... when people talk about the gospel of the kingdom now, it's not what that is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're not... This is the gospel of Jesus Christ that's supposed to be preached now.
Mm-hmm. And you don't think the gospel of Christ will be preached in millennial, in the tribulation period?
The gospel of Jesus Christ was preached under the law of Moses, but it wasn't. They didn't know that he was called Jesus Christ, but they were still looking forward to the cross. And now, anything after that is looking back to the cross. But it's still a continuation. It's Daniel 70:3, so it's still a continuation of this. But they're still saved by grace and faith, and based on Scripture alone and Christ alone.
Right, Tab?
It was a veiled gospel in the Old Testament.
Veiled.
Seems like it may be a veiled gospel in the tribulation as well.
So you don't think these 144,000 were preachers of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ as we know it today? Any hands on that?
Where are they?
That's in the book of Revelation. Anna?
Well, 144,000 are Jewish.
Yes.
They're going to be saying that, well, we've been looking for the Messiah, but Jesus Christ has been the Messiah all along. And but see, today in the church age, when we talk about Christ being the Messiah, we don't really talk about it that much because we're not Jewish. We don't understand. I mean, we understand, but really, it's more. It's not like the Jews have been looking for Messiah. It's their big thing. They keep looking for Messiah.
Mm-hmm. Yvonne and Tammy.
What were they preaching on?
Well, as far as I'm concerned, it was the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Trust the Lord and be saved and so on. I realize it's tribulation, but the Lord Jesus Christ was veiled in his gospel in the Old Testament. Now it's clear cut. Pardon me? Well, that's true. It's part of the law of Moses, but I think it's clear cut that he's come and he's risen. And he's a Savior, and they can see it. And they, don't you think we talk about it? If you want to say this, preach something else, then the people in the tribulation period, if they don't have the regular gospel we have today, they can't be saved. You only be saved by trusting Christ as Savior. If they're preaching something else. Anyway, Anna had something, and then Tammy.
Well, I believe they'll have access to the completed canon. They'll have access to the complete canon,
mm-hmm.
the Scripture.
Almost, except the book of Revelation.
What? No.
At the time.
There
which wouldn't have been fulfilled. It had to be fulfilled, but all the prophecy had to be
fulfilled.
The canon era. That's right, the canon
of
the people. All right, Tammy?
Well, David, he didn't know the Lord Jesus Christ's name. He knew his Lord, and he was certainly saved.
Mm-hmm.
As Job also, who said, I know my Redeemer liveth.
Mm-hmm.
And the worms that, eat my flesh.
Yes.
Yet I should see God.
Yes, Barbara, the master. Go ahead, Barbara.
Revelation 14. The 144,000 having his father's name was written in their forehead, verse 1, down to verse 4. These are they which were not defiled with women, for they are virgins. These are they which follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. These were redeemed from among men, being the first fruits unto God and to the Lamb. And in their mouth was found no guile, for they are without fault before the throne of God. There's only one way to be redeemed.
Right. Through the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Is the gospel preached? Yeah, because
yes.
There's only one way, one name given under heaven among men whereby men can be saved.
That's true. I agree there. Well, let's wave to Barbara again, Barbara the Master. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Okay. Oh, she's in here. I'm sorry. We'll take away the wave. We'll surprise the wave. All right, pick this up in our class again, and our Bible study again next Thursday. But do you have any other questions before we close? We close, then come to the end, and we'll not completely, but we'll start again with verse 24 next Thursday. But any other comments or questions before we close tonight? All right, if not, let's close in a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank Thee that we have the Scriptures complete. We thank Thee, Lord, that even though we were in Adam, and he let us all down as a human race and sinned against God, and Eve as well, got us into physical death. We thank Thee that the Lord Jesus Christ was obedient to Thee, not anything that was against what Thou is wanting to do, and those that are trusting Him as Savior and Redeemer are in Him and have possessing eternal life right now as soon as they trust Him. So help us as we study these orders of resurrection, Christ the first fruits, and the rapture, and all the others that come afterwards. Guide us and direct us, bring us back safely on the Lord's Day, and guide us to live for our Savior day by day and honor His life, His burial, His resurrection, and service to our King of Kings and Lord of Lords. In Jesus' name we ask and pray. Amen. Thank you for coming.